Good morning. Today we are going to start the related topic. It's actually a subset of Dina d'Amachus, Dina and payment of taxes. And the question that we'll be addressing is as follows. Not paying taxes is being passive. It's not actively stealing. It is being passive and not paying something that somebody owes. So is that really considered stealing? Is that such a terrible thing? So today we're going to talk about three different areas that this relates to, and we'll use it as by way of introduction for Emir Tzashem future days when we get more into the topic of somebody who owes money to somebody or to a government and is simply passive in non-payment. So we're going to start out with a Gemara in Sukkah that brings a Pasuk in Yeshayahu that says as follows, Ani Hashem, ki Ani Hashem oev mishpat sonei zgezel be'olayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love mishpat, I love sincerity, honesty, and I hate stealing when it comes to a korban ola. So what is going on here? So the Gemara in Sukkah brings a mashal, and the mashal is a king, a human king that is passing by the Beis HaMeches, which is the place that they collect the taxes, passing by the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, or the SARS, South Africa Revenue Service, or the whichever revenue service in whatever countries that they're passing by, the Beis HaMeches, and the king says to his servants, pay my taxes. So they say to him, what do you mean, pay your taxes? You're the king, everything goes to you. Why are you paying taxes? It's just going to go to the Beis HaMeches, it's going to go to the IRS, and it's going to go straight to you. So he says as follows, by being an example, by my paying taxes, all of my citizens and everyone passing by will learn to not avoid taxes, that they too have to pay taxes. So that is the mashal in explaining this pasuk. So what's going on here? So the nimshal is as follows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in this pasuk that I despise stealing, even when it comes to a korban ola. What's a korban ola, and how does it differ from other korbanos? So a korban ola is something that is totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no part of it that's eaten. It's all burnt on the Mizbeach. None of the Kohanim or the Baal, the person who brings the Korban, has any part in it. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that I despise stealing in any respect, in every respect, and even if it's an animal that is going totally towards me, and I own fully that animal, nonetheless, I don't want any part of it to be from Gezel. And the message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn to not steal whatsoever. No aspect, no form of stealing would be acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just an interesting point on this Gemara. There's a Sefer Chemdas Yamin that explains as follows, that somebody who steals from a non-Jew, and we'll discuss this more in a little bit, there is a sar, there's like a malach of that nation that was stolen from. Every nation has its own tsar, has its own malach that interacts for it and with Lamala, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if somebody steals from a given non-Jew, the non-Jew is part of a given nation, the tsar, the malach, the angel, the representative, the official of that nation will go and complain above. And accordingly, this is what the Sefer Chemdas Yamim says, all of the benefit, all the beauty that that person would have received is transferred over to that nation because he stole from somebody in that nation. So in place of that person receiving the Shefa, the benefits and beauty that he would have received, he loses out on it because when he steals from somebody in a given nation and that tsar, that malach complains, that official complains to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that benefit, again, is transferred over to that nation. So that's a very serious thing. So that's point number one, the importance of avoiding any form of stealing. Point number two is there's a Masechet Smachos, which is one of the minor tractates that makes a statement as follows. Hagonev es hameches, somebody who steals from taxes, doesn't pay the taxes, harezes shofech damim, he's like a murderer The law kishofek dami bilvada, not only like a murderer, ela ka'ovet avodah zarah, he's like somebody who worships idolatry, and also megala arayos, he's involved in promiscuity, having illicit relationships, umechala shabbasos, and also somebody who's mechala shabbos. So what's going on here? All these the terrible things of somebody who's gonev as a meches, who doesn't pay the taxes. So we can explain this somewhat from the Emek HaDavar, who explains as follows. It's based on a pasuk, v'ine harosh Shebaeder emuna hu avoda zara. The worst part of the lack of emuna and somebody who has a lack of emuna, that is like avoda zara. Vaharosh betaiva hu gilui arayas, and the same thing, somebody who has taivas, that is like gilui arayas. And vaharosh shebemidos raos hu shvil chustamim, somebody the worst of midos raos, and even if it's just in our head, we have bad midos, that's like killing somebody. V'chol avonos bayim be'echad migimol ofanim alalu, and all sins come in one of these three aspects, either because of a lack of emuna, or because of a taiva, because of an innate base desire, or because of somebody's bad midas. And he explains, for example, mechal al Shabbos, somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos because he needs to earn a parnasa, that shows that the person has a lack of emuna. And that lack of emuna is a form of avodah zarah, not believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us parnasa, so you need to work on Shabbos, chas v'shalom. That's like being an oved avodah zarah, that shows a lack of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that would just be an example. So he continues and says the worst of these three, that's the lack of emuna and the taiva and the lack of good midos, the worst of them is avodah zarah. Somebody who's an oved avodah zarah, because that shows that he lacks emuna and that he's distant from tshuva, and that's the most significant problem. So getting back to our statement in the Masechet Tzemachos that says hagonev es hameches, somebody who steals from the meches, is like all of these terrible things, including the worst of them is like an oved avodah zarah. Why is it like an avodah zarah? Because it's showing that somebody who believes he needs to cheat on taxes, it is showing that he lacks emuna, that part in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that parnasa comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I need to invent my own ways to save money, because apparently the person doesn't believe that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is giving us the parnasa and we will receive this specific amount that a Kaddish Baruch Hu decides on. And it doesn't help that we're going to be stealing from taxes. It doesn't mean we're going to get any more. And in fact, the Beor Hagra and the Beis Yosef brings the statement of the Masechet Tzemachos that somebody who steals taxes, doesn't pay the taxes, is all of those terrible things, including like someone who is an Oved Avodah Zarah. Okay, we've gone through two major points. We've explained the Pasuk that Kadosh Baruch Hu desires Mishpat and hates stealing, despises stealing, even when it comes to a Korban Ola, that's the whole thing that comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to hear of any stealing. Then point number two is the Gonev HaMeches is like somebody who lacks a moon in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the third point is that somebody who steals from a non-Jew, says the Tosefta, that that's even worse than stealing from a Jew. So a gozel as a goy, chayav lahachzir legoy. If somebody steals from a non-Jew, you have to make sure to return that. Gzela chamor gezel hagoy mi gezel Yisrael. It's worse stealing from a non-Jew than from a Jew. Why? Because there's an additional element of chilul Hashem, profaning God's names. And the Rabbeinu Bachya says as follows, Hagozel Yisrael Chaveru Eino Koret Hagar Veino Nosen Dofi Be'emunas Yisrael. Somebody who steals from a Jew is a terrible thing, but he doesn't have the non-Jews looking at us saying this whole religion is for naught. Who is this God? And having totally disbelief and disregard from the Torah. Aval Hagozel Asa'akum, says Rabbeinu Bachya, somebody who steals from a non-Jew. A Jew who steals from a non-Jew, Koret Tagar Venos and Dove Bemunas Yisrael, it causes a total disregard for Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Emuna in the Torah, and it is a Mechala, that's Hashem, it's profaning God. So those are the three points as introduction, but we still have a lot to talk about. Does that mean it's simply somebody who's passive and doesn't pay taxes? Does it fill into those categories of stealing, of gezel? Is that somebody who is a kishofech damim, and is that somebody who is still stealing from a non-Jew? Is that only talking about somebody who actively steals, or does it include somebody who passively doesn't pay as well to a government the taxes or duties or customs that he owes? The Mirtz Hashem, we will get to that in the coming days.